Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kay Goslin, who's recently retired creative director. Kay, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I know this week you're loading a container, and you're moving to Ecuador. You're retiring from the flooring industry after, what, 35 years? How many years have you been in the flooring business?
You know, it shocked me. I just calculated, and it's been 40 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay. Okay, so you went to Auburn, and you actually studied this industry. What was your major at Auburn?
Textile chemistry, which was like a double major in the same chemistry courses that the pre-med kids took, and then textile engineering mixed in with that.
Yeah.
It's a degree that doesn't exist anymore. At Auburn now, that the School of Textiles has become the Department of Applied Polymer.
Yeah, okay. Then you went to Solutia. What was it called back then when you first started with them?
Monsanto.
That's right.
Yeah, my mother actually worked for Monsanto and got me a summer job right out of high school. And basically, I earned my way through Auburn, being a lab technician and working in all kinds of physical testing and dyeing and finishing and great fun stuff. And that's really what hooked me on becoming a textile chemist.
Well, it sounds to me like sometime in that 22-year period that you worked for Monsanto / Solutia, you went from one side of the brain to the other, because, I mean, it sounds very technical when you got into it in the lab, because now you sign your name colorfully. Let's talk real quick. I mean, you went from Solutia, then you went to Millikan, and at Millikan, you moved down to LaGrange. You bought a beautiful house down there on the lake, and that's kind of where you and I started working together. And you've been a huge resource for us. You worked at Millikan for 3.5 years, then you went to IVC. You were there for about 1.5 years. You bought a house in Dalton, the one you're trying to sell now on Mount Sinai. And I missed you bought a house in Spartanburg as well, because Millikan moved you there.
Yeah, that was about 1.5 years. Millikan was actually 5 years, because it was 3.5 in LaGrange, and then about 1.5 years in Sparkle City, as I lovingly call it.
Yeah. You went with Tarkett, and you've been with Tarkett for about 3 years. They wanted you up in Ohio, and I think you just rented an apartment up there, didn't you?
I did. Who could give up this house on Mount Sinai in Dalton, go to Ohio, right?
Yeah, that's right. So you've worked for a lot of people. You know, just while I've known you, you've worked for Dave Caples, you've worked for Paul Murfin and Jeff Fenwick, and you know, it's been a neat ride for you. So you're retiring, and you're loading an offshore container and moving to Ecuador, and you've bought a house. Some people might say, well, that sounds permanent, but for you, I mean, you buy a house everywhere you go.
It's pretty permanent, though. When you have a view of the Pacific Ocean, that's my dream, is to walk on the beach every morning and just enjoy the good life in the sunshine for a while.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to miss you in this business. I need to point out that not only have you been up front with color forecasts for us and several great articles that you've written, but you've also been a huge resource for me, connecting me. Somewhere in your career, you decided, you know, I really need to know who these architects and designers are. So you've got one hell of a Rolodex, I guess you'd say, of architects and designers, and they all love you, because whenever you say call so and so and tell them I recommended it, they all, okay, yeah, let's do it. But that's the biggest part I'm going to miss, other than to hear you laugh.
Well, it was great fun, particularly in the Monsanto Solutia days, and then into Millikan, working with the coolest people on earth are architects and designers, and they definitely are the ones who stimulate me and, you know, give me creative ideas and just fun people to hang out with.
Yeah.
Lots of boat rides on the lake in Millikan.
Right, well, let me just ask you, as you think back on out of all those people you've talked to and contacted with, who would you consider to be one of your mentors?
You know, I've been so blessed to work with some really, really fine people, and I've had some great bosses, I've had great teams to work with, but, you know, I think Dave Caples is probably the watershed moment in my career.
Uh-huh.
Because he is such an interesting person. He's a great mix of a strategic thinker with someone who's also very creative. And for me, that's been a wonderful thing to watch and to help. He has definitely helped me grow and learn to approach things in a very different way.
I guess that would answer the next question is, as far as fondest memories, would you say that the fondest time you've had in your career has been while you worked at Millikan, or what would you say it is?
I think winning the Best of Show for Showroom and just all the cool things that we did there. It was a really, really great time.
All right. So tell us just a little bit more about, I know that you've told me people can still call you, that you've got some kind of connection, and you can, it's like you're still in the country, but you're in Ecuador, you're on the Pacific coast, you've bought a condo, and they're building a pool out in front of between you and the beach, right?
Absolutely. You can step out my back door and be in the pool practically. Mm-hmm. So it's just a great view from every room at the Pacific and super inspiring for me. So all my friends, you're welcome to call me on my cell phone. I have Wi-Fi, believe it or not. Ecuador is very advanced when it comes to communications. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep this local telephone number for the U.S. And it's just like talking to me here in Dalton.
You want to give us that number?
Sure. Yeah. 706-957-1766.
All right, Kay. Well, it's great to talk to you. Wish you the best of luck in your next chapter. Again, been talking to Kay Goslin, who's retiring and has been a creative director and product development person in this industry for 40 years. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.